Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Di yun yung part na gusto ko eh. Ta-ta-ta-ta.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
And you know we don't give a fuck cause it's my birthday.
Do you sip Bacardi?
On my birthday?
Like it's your birthday.
Oh, if only I could. Without getting
might
diarrhea.
As well gasoline, am I right? Might as well.
Straight Bacardi.
All right. Out
of the show, mixed number.
What the? Shut the front door.
Oh, man. And the back door.
And the
bro.
Back door. All the doors.
Mixed number 100.
100,
dude,
man.
Yeah, high five.
Elbow five.
100, bro.
Wow.
Wow, we made it, man.
Wow. Well,
wow.
We made it to 100.
I know. That's crazy.
That's crazy. We started with one, and now we're at 100.
And then all the bonuses and the leche in between. That's a lot of
That's amazing, you guys.
Shout out. Oh, by the way, we are going to try it out. Let us know what you think when we release it. But this is going to be the last mix.
For season one. We're starting with season two.
We never mentioned that this was season one, but it's been season one.
It's been season one. It's like Provinciano. It's a never-ending saga.
100 episode season.
What are you gonna say the next time? Ano yun?
Abangan.
Ang susunod na kabanata. Tapos, datbiganin tayo the next season, ang nakaraan.
So, if it's your first time here, welcome.
What's up? Welcome. Why did you start? Let's have a talk, you and me. Why did you start at Mix 100? Yeah. I'm just curious.
Well, our podcast description says you can start at any
true.
Mix. So
That's true.
If it is your first time here, we are going to start renumbering it again next year, 2021. We're going to call it Season 2, Mix 1.
Right. So we're going to make it easier for you. So when you do recommend it to your friends, you're going to be like, oh, go to Season 1, Mix 23, instead of saying, go to Mix
173.
I'm like 700. Oh, sorry. Wait, so it means to get to 200, we need two more years, right?
To get to 200? Give or take. Less than 2 years if we record every week.
Right. Well, then that's what we're going to do. Anyway.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, brother.
Congratulations, sister.
We should get a drink celebrate
we
this.
We have our coffee. Oh, thank you for buying me my birthday cheesecake and my coffee.
Cheers.
But to all the returning Leche fans, what's up, man? Welcome back.
You came at the right time. Yeah. Right place and right time. It's Saren fucking Dippity.
Yeah, so for the first timers here, in case you just happen to start on Mix 100, because it is,
it's
a big three numbers. You're like, damn, I wonder what's going on with this three-digit mix.
Is that like your
That's my
Southern
American accent.
Merca.
We do have a little bit of structure, so we talk about our own lives, something called Where You Been, and we do our TTs.
Yes, so we do have our TTs. We're going to start out strong.
The trending topics. Actually, we asked from the Leche fans on Instagram.
Titi Nyo
based off Instagram, Hala Hala Show. We asked, so today's TTs, we have a few. A kind of hot one that just happened today, or yesterday, rather. A shooting in Tarlac. Involving an off-duty police officer. We'll give you more details about that. We're talking about Christmas gatherings. Should we mention who suggested the TDs or no?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The firework one, we no one suggested it yet because it just, like, I guess people, it just kind of happened. We asked this yesterday morning. So we got one from, who was this? From Miko. Miko was talking about, he wanted us to talk about the gathering of, bawal daw mag-gather with more than 10 people for Christmas. Then we have Ariana Grande. This one is just something that we found, something more light. We had to keep it a little bit. And then the last one, which a lot of you wanted to hear about, was the whole PBB thing with one of the housemates named Justin Dizon and his kind of his personality,
his personality and which we'll perspective talk about. And ideas.
Those are the TTs ideals for today, which we will include the timestamps at the bottom of the or in the mix description in case you just want to skip the where you been. And also a reminder, just we'll remind you throughout the podcast, but we're not going to have a Lecheca this week, but what we will do is next Monday, instead of, because we want to start season two in 2021, so that we have something to release on the final Monday of 2020, we're going to have a joint Christmas/New Year special, but we need your help.
Okay, so just send us Leche fan mail, you know, in the theme of the holidays. You know, it doesn't need to be Christmas or whatever, just in the theme of the holidays. And send it over. It's thehadohadashow@gmail.com. We wanna read it out loud to you guys.
And we're also gonna post on Instagram stories. Probably a question about same topic. And we're gonna record probably Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure what day, but we're gonna give you until then. So just do it as soon as you can.
I have
as
a
soon
challenge. As you hear this mix. I have a challenge for you guys.
Challenge.
Send a Lecha fan mail that will make us cry.
Whoa.
I wanna let it all out, man.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Where you been? You wanna go first or you?
Sure. Okay. Yesterday it was a pretty chill day. I helped out a friend over at Husay because Abs, shout out to you. She was alone. She had to, like, I don't know. I kind of like working in that kind of environment. It was pretty chill.
Coffee shop.
And she taught me, like, a few stuff for, like, the espresso, and I pulled some shots. Like, I...
Is that with a steam?
Well, no. It's like you... I don't know. That she calls it you purge it and stuff like that. So she taught me how to do the, you know, just, like, what do you call it? Extracting a shot. So at least that. It was very, very basic. But, you know, it was really nice. It's nice helping her out. I did kind of like help her out throughout the week. Earlier this week, I also went there and kind of like put stickers on the bottles. You know, just like helping out. And I really liked it. And thank you for, you know, giving me that experience.
Nice. You'd be a cool barista. You'd be the cool, what would you do? When someone orders, you'd be like, you'd have
the
like
usual?
A cool, you'd have like a, yep, you'd have a cool catchphrase for them.
No, just kidding. But
hey, mister.
Really, hey, sir.
You'd be the type of barista that knows everyone's name.
Maybe,
The regulars.
No, but that's actually her. That's my friend, Abs. She knows everybody that comes in the door, which is really nice. You know, it feels nice, right? When you come in a coffee shop and then they say the usual, or hey, do you want your drink or whatever?
Actually, it does feel nice.
So that's what I've been doing the whole week, but it was a pretty tiring end of the week. Thursday I went to Antipolo with our friend and office mate Isa, because she lives there and she's been trying to invite me over to her house, and I slept over, and it was a really nice, because okay.
How far
so
is Antipolo, the
Antipolo
drive,
well, the drive that we Ortigas. Took Ortigas extension, it was just supposed to be under 1 hour, but because of the traffic, it's like,
so Isa commutes that whole week.
Yes,
every day
she commutes like 3 hours a day.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, to and from. And I'm like, man, you commute, like, wow, kudos to you. You should, I don't know, get a raise or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
It's crazy.
And I know a lot of people who do that, too.
Yeah, and, you know, because I get it. Because I went to school in Los Baños. And whenever I would go there, drive or commute, it's not as far as you think it is. Because, you know, you get used to
driving the
whole way over there, right? And whenever I bring people over there, they think it's, like, really, really far. But when you get used to it, I mean, you know, it's... it's not really a big thing, I guess, for people who live there. Mm-hmm. Plus, it was really nice because her village, it had like a mountain range view. It was amazing.
Worth it.
And that, it was worth it. Yeah, that's true. We ate at this bar, or like not bar, but restaurant, and met a couple of people, and then we left.
Nice.
And what else? Ooh, Friday. What did I do on Friday? I forgot. Oh, no. Friday was a Friday, and then I worked and stuff. Stuff happened. What did I do?
Stuff happened. Nice.
Saturday was a really nice. It was a really nice Saturday. I had an E Newman again with friends from all around the world. You know,
high school?
No, friends from Singapore, and then the other one was from
Army.
Yes, TM Army. So one from Singapore, and then the other one from the States. So we kind of just watched, you know, a movie together, watch party. And then we talked afterwards, and then we didn't realize, because we slept at 3 here in this time zone. It was like around noon in her time zone in the States. We talked for like 6 hours, and we didn't realize it, and I love it. I realized a lot of things. I've been connecting with newer friends these days instead of like my old friends. I know that they're still there, but you know, I'm connecting well with the new friends that I've been, you know,
meeting.
So I don't think it's a bad thing, right?
Nope.
It's not that I'm parang hindi ko naman binabalewala yung friendship ko with my old friends, but it's just that if you're connecting with people well right now, why would you give it up, right?
It's hard to connect with old friends too. Not really hard, but yeah. I mean,
especially now. So I was talking to a friend yesterday and parang, yeah, I've been connecting well with you compared to like an old friend of mine. And I felt guilty yesterday, and she was like, no, it's okay. I think I'm feeling the same way.
What? You had that conversation?
Yeah, with a friend.
Out loud?
Out loud.
What?
No,
how did that even come up?
I brought it up.
You just said, hey, by the way.
Yeah. I was like, you know what?
I'm connecting with you more than my old friend. You said that?
Yeah, why?
Why would you even bring up the old friend?
I don't know.
Okay. No, I was just curious.
It was out of the blue.
I know. That's a strange thing to say. Not bad. I'm just saying it's out of the blue.
It's out of the blue.
I mean, yeah.
But it sounded natural.
Okay.
Didn't feel like we were, I don't know.
It's like an awkward pause.
No, by the way. And she was also feeling the same way with old friends and meeting new friends.
Okay.
And we couldn't really get to the bottom of it, why it's happening. We kind of just ended up blaming or not blaming, but we kind of just ended up making the whole lockdown an excuse.
Scapegoat.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's the lockdown. Yeah, maybe. And then we left the conversation. So, yeah.
The lockdown's like a bubble, kasi.
It's
everything that's happening right now, you don't know if it really counts in real life.
I know, exactly.
That's how I feel. Like, everything in general.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be like at work or at home or with, like, you know, if you're seeing someone now, quarantine.
Like, you don't know if it's
real. You don't know because you don't know what real life is like.
Outside of this.
No, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, everything, every week is the same, almost. Mm-hmm. So, it's like you're living in, it's like a zombie apocalypse. Like,
yeah.
It's, or what do you call it? You might dystopian movies.
Yeah.
Where you can't, you know, they're like, there was a nuclear bomb and you're all kind of just, you're used to one way of life.
Because
we don't remember what real life is like. So, because when real life happens, that's when shit fucks up, right? In general.
Yeah.
You know, relationships usually end, or if we're just talking about relationships, relationships usually end because real life gets in the way, whether someone has to move or they move up, they have a new job and they have to focus on their job more. But now that everything's kind of in a bubble, standstill, whatever's happening right now, it's going to stay that way. So whatever you have right now, it's going to stay that way. But then once it returns, you don't know what's going to happen. That's how I feel about life in general right now.
True. I think it's okay to think that way. But. Yeah, because, I mean, it is the world that we're living in right now. And you know what I noticed? Every time you do something normal, quote-unquote, like let's say you go on a vacation, you go to the mall, I feel like you're being detached from reality. Because I remember when we went to the farm, I felt so Like, I feel, I almost felt guilty because I know some people are stuck in their homes and they can't even see their family. They can't even, you know, soak up the sun. And then here we are, you know, just walking around, you know, just sunbathing and shit. And I'm like, I felt a little guilty.
I can see it.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of travel, did you see, I was in Mega Mall for the, I'll talk about it later, but I saw a deal. Anyway, go ahead. Continue here.
Oh, yeah. So after the Inuman, Sunday was just, like I said, like a chill day over at Husai. And by the way, they're open again. It's in White Plains. You guys can order. No dine-in yet and no food, but they do have a promo. And you guys should go ahead and support your local cafes and restaurants. So there we go.
Nice. Finn?
Finn.
It's my birthday today. Fuck.
Happy birthday,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, buddy.
What are you feeling right now?
The yesterday. Actually, should I go back in time? I'll start with yesterday because I had a little panic attack yesterday. Anxiety attack at like midnight. Because I'm 30, bro. I was on my balcony and I was like, my heart was like palpitating.
Oh, no, man.
I don't know, man. Just like the whole thing is just so crazy.
Surreal.
30, and dude. I remember, if I moved out here, I guess in my quarter life crisis. So I had a quarter life crisis when I was 24, turning 25. And the way I was thinking, I was reasoning it out in my head. I said, there's shit that I want to do in life, and I want to find it here. And I've been able to do a lot of cool stuff, man, like in the last 5 years. 25 to 30 was super awesome. But now I'm at a different point where I'm like, I did not all the cool stuff. I still have a lot more dreams and stuff that I want to do. But now there's more questions that I have unanswered. But this time I don't have a direction. And that's so scary. Because when I was 24, I knew what I wanted and I knew where to go to find it, which is come here. But now I don't know where the direction is.
It doesn't excite you? Does it kind of scare you?
It's more
you a
scary
little?
Than exciting. I mean, it's exciting to pursue it, but I guess because it, you know, because I'm in COVID, because of COVID, I can't continue the stuff that I was thinking of doing already, which is kind of a pain. So that's kind of putting a hint. Maybe that's what makes it more sad because it's COVID and it's my 30th birthday.
True.
And then, like I said, this is the whole. And then I was thinking about just life in general, like growing older.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about the end?
I was, dude.
Because, yeah, I mean, I kind of...
I was thinking, you cannot age backwards.
You know.
That shit sucks,
you're not Benjamin
dude.
Button, man. And even that ends
that
poorly.
That ends bad, man. That is the
you
worst.
You do not, I want to be that baby.
why do we babies, have...
The babies, bro. The babies,
fuck
man.
The babies. No, but I was thinking about, like, death. Not that I'm close to dying, but just in general, everyone older than me, like my relatives, I'm like, man, they're a year closer to leaving my life, which is so sad. And I was thinking about my Lola because we can't really go visit her because it's COVID, and she's not getting younger, man. And even though she's still spry, you know, I think she's still got it, you know.
Yeah.
But I was like, damn, that's. And then I thought about I literally had like a reflection about my last 30 years.
Okay.
Like high school and then college. Like, what the fuck was I doing? I cannot believe I've lived for 30 years. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like I'm only 24.
Kapal, you know what? If you do feel that way, then why not, right?
I mean, I want to. It's like arrested development. It's like I feel like I reached a plateau in like growth at like 25.
You feel like this is it?
What else do I have? You know, I mean, there's more things that I want to achieve, and I feel like I will, Naman. I will achieve it. But I keep thinking, what is there next, man? And I don't know. It's so scary.
I truly believe, because I know you as a person, but not like fully.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that you will come out of this, you know, like bubble of fear.
Maybe.
In a more positive way. I believe. Well, it will happen, dude. Yeah. I have faith in you. And you're the type of person who would just, you know, do stuff without fear. Yeah. And I've, like I said, I've always admired that about you. So, you know,
and
I believe
about,
in you.
I was thinking about 35, bro. 35. I feel like once I reach, I think my life is over.
Can you imagine?
Dude, that, I'm on the, I'm closer to 40 than 30. I'm gonna lose my shit.
When you do say that, sasapakin ka ng mga older people na par, you think your life is
no,
over,
I
man?
Feel like they know exactly how. You know what? I talked about it last mix, yata. A lot of Leche fans commented and tweeted us, and some even messaged me directly, but some also the Hala Hala of Instagram, saying that they felt me.
They felt the same way. Yeah, I mean,
and you know what's even crazier, just so everyone, I think everyone can kind of relate to this. When I was 16 or 17, I remember knowing people who were 30, and I was like, in my mind, it seemed like they had it together. I don't know if the times are different now, but maybe they were just faking it.
Maybe. You know that. Like, fake it till you make it, am I right?
Because I remember looking at people who were, even when I was younger, looking at people who were 25, 26, I was like, these guys have a job. They seem, and then there are people who are 25, 26, even to 30, or already had families. Mm-hmm. Dude, how do you have a family? How is that even a thing? Right now, I cannot imagine. I mean, mad respect to anyone who has a family.
Let me just
at
talk.
Any age.
Let's talk about the birds and the bees here.
You put this thing into this thingy.
There's a secretion of fluids and an egg.
I just cannot imagine. Yeah. Like that's still a step in life that I don't know if I'm going to have. But the thought of having it, like they say, what if someone said, JC, today you have to have a family? I would lose my shit, bro.
I can imagine.
Even if it was like, even if it was like Yassi Pressman, like, oh, you're gonna have a family with Yassi Pressman. I mean, it'd be cool, right? It's because Yassi Pressman. But then you're like, what the fuck do I do?
Mm-hmm.
How do you even do that? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I can't even fathom. I don't even know how to use my health insurance, bro.
Ooh.
Because I'm gonna get surgery on my knee. I called them. I was like. Because I was asking for knee surgery, I was like, "How does this work? Is it going MediCard? How do I use it?
May susundo ba sa akin?
Sorry, excuse me, miss. How do I use your MediCard? She thought it was cute. I guess because I was like, I've never. I said, never ako gumamit ng health insurance in my whole life. It's so bad.
Oh God! I mean, like, I get you, man. I'm here for you.
That
so whatever you're feeling right now, I feel like it should be felt. But you know,
Let your feelings be feelings.
But remember, you know what? A lot of people trust in you.
No, legit. I was on my balcony, bro, and I was like, I wasn't bawling, but I was crying.
You were crying
because I didn't know what to do. Mm. It's so scary, man. So I did that, and then, but the day before, I went to Mega Mall.
Okay.
Ate at Uma. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And I saw a deal. That's what I was talking about earlier. And I was thinking, that seems like a really good deal. But then I was thinking of the trade-off. So Air Asia, this is not sponsored. I'm just saying, I passed by it because it seemed like a really great deal. $4,999, 5,000 pesos. Only domestic travel. Domestic, within the Philippines.
Until when?
Until October of next year. Yun lang, you have to take the test, the rapid test and whatever. So I was thinking of the cost of that. But what if they lift, and I asked them, paano pag nag-lift sila ng restrictions on the testing, will you change the terms? Sabi nila, hindi. So let's say domestic travel is easy to do, like easy where you don't have to get a test na. You can use that.
Even
without the test. Like, let's say if they take away the testing now, which they're eventually going to do that. It's only domestic travel. Mm-hmm. That seems like such a great deal. Even though travel, I mean, I wouldn't travel that often because of COVID, but it seems like, damn, that's a great deal. $4,999? Isn't that like such a steal?
It is.
Because right now, what's open is Boracay, Cebu, and something else. Ilui, I don't know. But Boracay alone, just the fact that you could go there, let's say, every weekend. Mm-hmm. If you had, I don't know, I mean... Then there's the cost of accommodation. But, you know,
accommodation.
I mean,
but I mean, that's like
that's
less than airfare.
How much is a trip to Boracay normally without promo
fare? So 7,000. Oh, yeah. But you know what? You know what I'm thinking? Like, you do have this. Like, let's say you do purchase that that promo. You know how sometimes when you have something, you don't use it?
That like a gym membership?
Well, baby. Exactly. So I think I would fall into that category.
I was just thinking like that, like just that alone, like you should just get it. Just in case. It just seems like a just-in-case purchase. Mm-hmm. And you have until October.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed like a great deal. I don't know. I didn't really look into the fine... I'm sure there's some fine print maybe that could screw you over. Mm-hmm. But I asked the sales rep. But it's a sales rep, so he could just be, you know...
Selling me.
Sweetening me up, you know? Mm-hmm. I said, so if they lift restrictions in other local places, puede ba yun? Can I go there? And they said, yeah. Basta domestic. I was like, wow.
Wow. So you could go to Batanes.
Anywhere in the Philippines if they open it.
Yeah.
So, wala.
Oh, but if they do have that flight. Wherever, yeah. Because what if they don't have the flight? Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. Other than that.
Other than crying in my balcony.
I interviewed Master Hans Kua. last week for a radio show.
Was that interesting?
There was a lot of... scathing comments over there on the Facebook sphere. No, but we talk behind the scenes, and our boss, Sipayang, he was saying to Master Hans, you know, I hope you expect that there might be some bashers and whatever. Mm. And he said that he understands naman. He gets it.
Like any other person out there, yeah. Right? What do you think about...
About what?
About the
I've
whole,
said this before, yeah. In general. Not just Master Han, but yeah. In any... Like, all the feng shui, fortune-telling, whatever. I think it's all bogus. I think it's the biggest scam... Mm. One of the biggest scams that people have bought into. But... In the same vein as religion, it does give people something to believe in. And that, to me, true. I get... But the thing paying is, for it is kind of a little bit sus.
That's what I'm about to say. It's kind of like the power of suggestion, yeah. But you pay for it.
It's a little sus. The term now, we're saying sus, diba? You play Among Us?
A little sus, no, but...
It's in video games in general. Yeah. Actually, I learned it from Call of Duty when somebody, a hacker, kills you so fast. It's like, that guy was kind of sus. He had crazy aim. Yeah. That's the term. I'm just dropping some millennial
you know, terms.
I'm talking like I'm 18,
like,
bruh.
Hello, age is just a number.
30, bro.
Fuck.
I've been playing. I told you I've been playing with this 15-year-old kid. I feel like we talk.
You
on
connect,
the same,
man.
We talk
it's
on
fine.
The same level, and when he talks, I get it.
You get it.
I feel him, man.
That is like the most Tito thing that he said.
I'm a cool guy. I'm a cool Tito.
Like, you got Stan Smith. I got him too.
I finally get that whole trope. The trying hard. You know, you watch Mean Girls, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The mom of.
I'm a cool mom. Yeah. Yeah, Amy Poehler.
Poehler. I think. Not Schumer. No, Amy Poehler. Poehler. But yeah. I think I finally get it. I get why they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it's the way like, Mean Girls a little bit extreme, but I think, I feel like I'm gonna do that shit.
You're trying to convince them that you're, you know, I'm so cool. I'm so
no, because when I was in Walrus before, the college kids would drink there in Katipunan. And I'd go there to hang out by the bar. And, you know, we just see, hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, dude?
You in that history class?
Yeah,
yeah, me too, but, you know, I dropped it.
I remember connecting with the college kids, yeah. Dude. College babes. What's up?
I don't know. I'm not really sure if I'm going to feel the same way, but I'm sure I'm going to, you know,
you'll
feel
see.
Something.
You'll see in a few years.
I'll
we're
going to
have
LC. Yeah,
on we'll, season we'll three.
Eye to eye,
season
man.
Season four.
Eye to eye. Well,
by the way, season two, how many mix it? 100?
100?
Okay, but I mean, that's not true.
What are we
true.
Supposed to
true. And that's it. That's pretty
but
much
still,
it. That's all I can
we
remember.
We should
oh,
celebrate,
Paeng,
man.
Paeng got me a nice little jacket. And I got... a really great gift from my friend Marissa. She gave me a Herschel maleta.
Okay.
I've never owned a maleta in my life. like my own. I've always borrowed my mom's when I was younger, and then when I was an adult, I was using a duffel bag when I travel, and a backpack. I don't have a maleta. It's my first maleta ever. So
great.
The best gift, probably the best gift I've ever
then
seen.
Then you're ready to go to Europe.
I know.
Right?
And I'm not a big gift, you know me, I don't like giving or receiving. So I was really overwhelmed by the gift. I was like, holy shit, this is a gift, bro. But it's like the greatest gift. I just want to acknowledge that. Thank you so much. That's it, man. I can't really think of anything. Finn. Let's do some TTs, shall we? First one, Wapow.
Wapow.
Let's start with the heavy stuff. The firework incident in Tarlac.
Go ahead. Tell us all about it.
Which is actually well known for,
for their fireworks?
For their fireworks. Okay. That's where my uncle, I remember when I was younger.
Yeah, I remember people go there.
Yeah, let's see. I had the article up. Wait. There was a shooting, though. Boop, 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 boop. See, this is why I need to screenshot my stuff. Rika G, distract them real quick.
Okay. I'll search for it.
No, I got it right.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, so on December 20, a police officer shot an unarmed mother and a son over an incident with Boga, B-O-G-A. Mm-hmm. So Boga is like a noisemaker that is usually used during New Year celebrations. Let's just say, to make it easier, it's like a firework. So the story was yesterday, on Sunday, December 20, in Tarlac Province, north of Metro Manila, an off-duty police officer named...
Off-duty?
Off-duty. Named... Hold on. Quez Nuesca. Yeah. Jonel Nuesca there was a video that was uploaded that showed the actual incident.
Oh my God.
And they confronted the son whose name was Frank, Frank Gregorio, who supposedly appeared kind of inebriated, drunk, and they kind of got into a verbal thing. And then the mom of Frank, si Sonia Gregorio, stepped in to protect the son.
Yeah.
And then the guy shot both of them, bro.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Being in an altercation, not, you know, like, they don't have any firearms. It's not like a...
I mean, I don't know if the Boga or the Paputok was illegal. I mean, it could be breaking an ordinance or maybe you know, it's something minor. Nothing worth shooting somebody over. And then after the incident, Nuesca did turn himself in. Corporal Jonel Nuesca. He did turn himself into the police station. It's kind of weird. I don't know why he would shoot them. Supposedly, though, it says here in this article from Rappler that they've had kind of issues in the past.
Oh,
like maybe they were neighbors or something. They don't like each other. I don't know.
Right. So there's like a motive.
Maybe. Yeah. That's what they say. And because of that, it's been trending on social media with the hashtag #StopTheKillingsPH, #JusticeForSoniaGregorio. I honestly did not see the video. I was trying to find a copy of it, but it is graphic, so they didn't post it on Rappler, for example. It says it's graphic, so they didn't post it. But it was caught on tape, so it's kind of there. It's obvious he did it. You know, he's the suspect, but it is him.
It's nothing new here, especially in the Philippines. You know, even our president talks about it. It's a big issue all around the world. It's just that sometimes you don't think that it happens, you know, so close to you, right? So, I mean... Mm-mm.
If you... in the video, which I didn't see, but there is a quote of what he was saying. He said... It's in Tagalog, but basically it's like... I'm trying to find the quote. Oh, here we go. Putang ina mo, gusto mo tapusin kita ngayon.
Yeah.
That's what he was shouting to the mother and son,
which is so
crazy.
It's unfortunate because, you know, the police force, it's serve and protect, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to feel safe when they're around, but it seems like, you know, through the years it doesn't feel that way anymore.
But what is the because the first thing you do when you see a crime, what is the first thing you think of?
you call the police,
right?
Yeah.
And police, I think, to me, are essential.
Of course.
They're essential in every aspect of society. But the, I guess how, maybe the screening process, the training, ano ba yung kailangan?
The training,
right? Especially in the U.S., that's a big thing. Like the training, the police officer training, they gotta change. But they have to screen for, especially, I don't know about here, but in the U.S., they have to screen for racist, bro. How can there be racist police officers? That shit is crazy
to me.
That's so stupid.
Like, for the police, it's supposed to be like everybody's equal. If you
they already
help,
have
if
a
you, yeah.
preconceived, like, oh, you should be more cautious of a black man or a Latino man, Asian man over a white person, for example.
Yeah. Even here in the Philippines, it's, I guess, not racist, but maybe like they're probably like more lax when it comes to people in power, when it comes to people like not Filipino, let's say. You know, when they see a foreign person, it's not parang ang napapansin ko, it's not that easy for them to, you know, place blame on, you know, on people not from here. Because, like, when it comes to, which is so weird because it's your fellow Filipino, you're supposed to protect them.
Yeah.
But it always ends up na parang tayo pa yung talo. And I don't blame the foreigners or I don't blame the rich. Is that that's just how it, kumbaga parang that's our version of racism, quote unquote. Parang merong, what do you call that? Discrimination, right, of some sort. It's just so, it's so rampant that I know some people who, like, it happened to them, like their family members, you know, like extrajudicial killings are happening left and right. You know what? I didn't even want to say this, but yeah, it was like, I passed by a body.
You did?
It was, it was so near, like, my car because it was right beside the road.
When was this?
This was, a week ago.
No way, dude. So,
it was traffic in one part of, like, Tandangs or Congressional where I was. I always pass by there. And I was wondering why it was so traffic. Why was, like, you know, a lot of people, like, in the street. And then I saw people holding what do you call that? Like a rope around a... And I'm like
a do not cross police line.
But it was a bunch of people holding the police line, police line. And I'm like, man, it's like right around my neighborhood. You know, it's,
Damn. So yeah, that's what the big thing that's happening right now in terms of why, if you see on Twitter, why are people calling out the police?
You know, my thing with this one, okay, fine, he did turn himself in, and yes, it's in the headlines right now, but what happens after?
Who knows?
That's always, I always think about that whenever we talk about our TTs that are pretty serious. You know, what happens after? Because sometimes it just, it kind of boils
away.
Down, it
it's
goes away.
It's on to the next TT.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, you know, it's not really, I don't mean to be joking, but it really is what's the next hot thing that people talk about.
Like, there's no follow-through. There's no ending.
I'm sure there is. We just don't look into it anymore because we've moved on to the next one. Sure. And I don't think there's anything... I mean, I don't think it's wrong. It's just it's a little bit... That's the reality of life, I think. Because you see all these people... Like, I see a lot of people from my friends who are tweeting, stop the killings. And then the next thing they post is, like, a TikTok video.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, nothing wrong with that. I'm just that's the progression of our thought process.
True.
Diba?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was posting that. What was that one? The when it was a black and white photo.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that the blackout challenge? No. That's different. That's blackout Tuesday. That's the blackout Tuesday.
Oh, the one with the women.
Yeah.
In Turkey.
I don't see anyone talking about that anymore. Mm-hmm. It was just it was like a pauso thing. Nothing wrong. Yeah. I'm not shaming anyone who did it. I'm just saying it happened.
It happened.
And then it's gone. It's a fleeting thought.
Yeah, in this podcast, we're really not searching for answers. No, we're just bringing up questions for you guys to think about, right?
You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's go into...
34-35.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
You have a timeline? Did you look it up?
Yes, I did.
Ariana Grande
is
engaged again.
Is engaged. And we're also happy for her. I feel so happy for her.
Why? Because it's not Pete Davidson.
you bitch. You hate
you
Pete
hate her. You hate
King
her.
King of Staten Island is a great movie.
Speaking of, he wants to get rid of all his tattoos. All
Pete Davidson?
It, all of it.
That's
he
a lot
is
of
covered,
tattoos.
Right?
Hey, Pharrell did it.
All of it?
Most of I think he did. I think he got all of it done. Pharrell had a lot of tattoos, and he's tattoo-free now. I forgot the reason why he took it off. I don't know. I like his tattoos. I like his tattoos.
That hurts. Looking at the timeline of Ariana Grande, her career and her love life, it is not an easy...
How old is Ariana Grande? 24? Let me look that up.
See? Yeah, look it up, man. So, Ariana, you know what? I just looked up Ariana Grande's timeline just so that we can properly celebrate her, Ariana, and her engagement.
She's 27.
Yeah, 27. I want to properly celebrate her and her engagement. So, she started 2008 and then went on to, you know, releasing albums left and right.
She makes bangers, dude.
Yeah, she makes bangers.
She makes great music.
That is true. Receiving awards 2014. I think for me, like her breakout, well, not breakout, but like it was really, I loved all of her songs in Dangerous Woman. And, you know, the bunny thing. What else? 2017.
Where's my favorite Ariana song? One of my favorites. I have a lot.
2017 was a unfortunate year for her. You know, all of the things that happened.
London. Was it the London thing?
It was the
Manchester
tour. And even came back, right?
Yeah.
For like a benefit concert for everyone, you know, all the families affected in that tragedy. Came out on top with Sweetener. I love that
good album.
Love that album.
Great album.
Great album. Great album. And, of course, went on to have a relationship with Pete Davidson. Got engaged, and then they broke up, wrote Thank You Next, which was, for me, what a perfect way to end that chapter of your
life.
That
album is good, too, by the way.
What a perfect way to end that chapter of her life. Thank You Next, because it's not like she's not bitter at all. Mm. You know, she's just
like... she's kind of bitter. I feel like she's kind of bitter.
Look, she's a Sweetener.
So is Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson's kind of bitter, too.
I know. No, but yeah, she was a little bit bitter, especially with Seven Rings, right?
That's the same album, Seven Rings.
Yeah. Seven Rings.
It had
this song.
Oh, I love this song. Let me just turn up the volume. Dude, I love just the beat of it.
Oh, but I like Break Up With Your Girlfriend.
Break Up With Your Boyfriend. Because
I'm bored. Girlfriend,
bala. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the beat of it.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Great song.
Good song. And now she is here with a new album.
New album? So now she's engaged to... what's his name?
The fiancé.
The fiancé, man. Who I tried to look up his social media. I couldn't find it. His name is Dalton Gomez.
Okay.
Who is Dalton? You know what? That's something that I'm sure a lot of Leche fans don't know because we don't. Dalton Gomez. Who is he? Who is Dalton Gomez, according to Elle Magazine? Okay, let's see. He's a Los Angeles real estate agent.
Ooh!
So he sells houses, probably really expensive ones. Yeah. How did they meet? He has a social media, but it's private. And he only had, I think, like 4,000 followers or so. How do they meet? That's my question. I will get into real estate. I would do it.
To meet Ariana?
To meet anybody hot.
Oh, like, that's true.
I will sell Yassi Pressman a nice 2-bedroom condo at the Grove. Mm-hmm. Fully furnished. Mm-hmm. 2 bedrooms.
And then obviously...
walk-in closet.
You kind of have to like meet outside, right?
Of course.
To like talk about the deal. And then she would see your quirky side.
Yep, and I would treat her as a non-celebrity.
I would pretend
that I didn't know her.
Oh, okay. Was it Issa?
What's your name again?
Was it Ina Pressman.
Yassi. Okay, cool. Cool. So what do you do? So yeah, Dalton Gomez. He's a real estate agent. I don't know how they, but so how did the world find out? Ariana shared the news on her Instagram. Forever and then some, Grande wrote. The engagement comes 10 months after the couple were first seen in February 2020.
Yeah. So they met this year, too. And they've been quarantining together.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's a big-ass rock, dude. What fucking, what's his commission, dude? What's his commission? Look at this ring. It's huge.
It's huge.
How much is that?
Man? What do you think?
He probably has more money than him, too. So, that's so impressive.
True.
Like, that's pretty impressive, man. That's crazy. Damn. I mean, she could afford that easy, too, though.
Oh, she bought seven of them, remember? Yeah, she did. Just for friends. They're not even engaged, man. Just for friends. What's the most expensive thing that you could buy for a friend? Like a car?
Me?
If you had...
Are you talking about disposable money? Or are you talking about like money that I'm comfortable spending? Or are you saying how much what I could buy for somebody?
If you had the money of Ariana Grande and if you have your money now.
Yeah?
Ano yun?
What do you mean?
No, like what would you buy your friends if you had Ariana Grande's money?
If I had Ariana, I'll buy my friends anything. She is literally one Instagram post from buying anything that you want.
I would buy my friend like David Dobrik cars.
Yeah, you want a car? I'ma just post a selfie with this underarm
with sugar bear hair,
sugar bear gummies, bro. You want some sugar bear gummies?
I got you.
And then I get a brand new car for you.
True.
But if it was me,
your money now,
my money now, what I'd be comfortable spending upward at the high. You're talking about highest, value. That I'd be comfortable. I'm not a gift giver. You know me. I'm not a gift giver. I'm not a gift person. But if I had to, probably like maybe a digital camera, like a nice one.
Right. A camera.
Maybe the higher echelon would be like a PlayStation 5. Maybe. That to me would be my only gift for the next 5 years though. I'm not going to give.
It has to be that big.
It has to be one person. Whoever it is, you get a PlayStation. Everyone else gets nothing.
Hmm.
Like, that's what if I was going to really have one big gift. If you're talking about range money-wise, maybe 30K is the top. I would feel bad spending it, but that's the highest I could go.
I was thinking, for me, like 15K.
Okay, well,
that's it.
That's fine.
That's it.
That's,
so like,
that's more in my league, too.
You know what? Also,
I'm just saying you asked for the highest one. So
I wouldn't give... Like a material, I would give an experience. You know, let's say I'm gonna pay for your ticket to somewhere, and then when you get there, it's obviously you're gonna spend your own money. But I'm gonna,
Asia is a great gift.
I know. I want an experience for both of us, not just something that I will give you and then you're gonna walk away. Mm. I want a memory. You know, that's why I like, I like spending time with my friends. Like, let's say I have a night in a hotel. I'm going to invite my friends,
Staycation?
It's nothing, just one thing.
Memory. I remember that song. What's that song? Memory. All alone
in the moonlight.
Do you know that song, Memory? Who sings that song? Sugar Cult. You know this song?
Let's have a game.
What? I'm gonna add this to the Halal playlist.
Another song.
By the way, follow our playlist, the Halal Show Mix on Spotify. We have 80.
How about this one?
80 followers now.
Thanks for the memories. Another one. Memories.
Okay. Ariana, anything else you want to say about
Congratulations,
Ariana?
Congratulations, Ariana Grande. I'm always rooting for you. And your relationship.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's move on. Let's do the Christmas thing. Thank you to Miko, I believe, who suggested it for Titi Nyo. So Christmas is right around the corner. Why do people say that? Right around the corner.
I don't know. It's weird. Not like Pocahontas with a river bend, right?
Yeah, no, just around the river bend.
No, it's not a river bend.
It's right around the corner. It's so ugly. I like just around the river. Christmas is just around the river bend.
Just around the river bend. Ooh.
You like that shit?
I know.
So Christmas is just around the river bend. The river bend. And it's been announced now that any gathering of more than 10 people will be prohibited this Christmas and the entire holiday season, according to Interior Secretary Eduardo Año. He said that on December 18. And Año said that any event with more than 10 people will be considered a mass gathering and will be disrupted by authorities.
Are babies included?
I don't know.
Right? Like, what if there are 10 adults and there's a baby? One baby?
Are they? They're like half, though.
Mm, that's true.
You can just hide them, right? Stuff them in like a cabinet in case you get raided. I'm just kidding.
You do not deserve a baby.
Just
at
kidding.
This point.
It's a joke. Oh, it's God. A joke.
Mm. Because you can't leave them at home by yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Right? Unless you leave a bowl, like a dog for a dog. Just kidding. Fuck the babies.
Okay.
In a restaurant or a house, it doesn't matter. You can celebrate, though, but it's the number that is the problem.
It's like we're back in GCQ,
yeah.
Right?
He advised the public to instead hold virtual Christmas parties instead of physical get-togethers.
I'm down with that. I don't need to see you, Tita. Yeah.
Well, so that's the thing. That's the announcement. And your thoughts on that? Our thoughts on that?
I mean, it's nothing new. Yeah, it makes sense. Go ahead. We have been doing it.
Yeah.
You know, this whole time. So it's not like something that we would be mad about, really.
I guarantee there's going to be people.
Oh, yeah.
Who will have more than 10. And you know what? Even though it's a good... I'm not condoning it, right? But I understand it. I get it. True. I get it. It's fucking Christmas, right? It's the... For some people, it is the holiday that they most look forward. In the U.S.,
especially
usually
here in the Philippines.
Yeah, in the U.S., usually it's Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. right? That's like the big one. But here, Christmas, for me, it's New Year, but some mm-hmm. people, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like the happiest day of people's lives every year.
Every year.
So I understand if people will do it in secret and have more than 10. It is a risk, once again.
But it's a risk that they're willing to take.
I get it. So just in case you're going to do it, I'm not going to judge you for it.
Just wear your...
Just be careful.
Masks.
And if you have been social... You know, if you have been...
But we're not encouraging
you. No, we're not.
Guys,
I'm just saying, I get it.
Yeah. True.
But it is better to not celebrate with 10 True. Or more than 10, because it is a higher risk. The more people, the higher risk.
It's so unfortunate whenever I hear... Whenever I hear people who have been quarantining this whole time, but because it's Christmas, they go out one time and then they catch the virus.
Because
it happens.
It does.
It could happen.
Statistically, it's going to happen to some people.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
So just be safe, you guys.
Dude, just Mega Mall, going to Mega Mall alone was fucking insane.
It's insane. It's insane.
I was like, holy shit, there's so many fucking people here. Yeah. And I know in my mind, one of these people has COVID.
Yeah.
It's got it. Statistically, how many thousand? There's got to be thousands of people in the mall.
Yeah.
Like when I went, there's at least, I can't do like imagine numbers, but there's got to be thousands, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not hundreds. It's more
or
than hundreds.
Maybe just like, what's the capacity again?
I don't know.
They have a capacity.
I'm not sure.
For the mall. I think it's like 2,000 people.
It's got to be more than 2,000 people.
But then again, yeah, exactly.
And how
like,
do they keep track?
How
you
do
can't.
They keep track?
You can't.
First of all. And second of all, when they do keep track, and then like let's say the 2,000 first?
Yeah, 2,000
first person. You turn them away? Of course not.
No.
They're not going to do that.
No.
Right?
So I was just thinking, the thousands of people in the mall, at least one person has COVID, man. Those temperature scanners, they don't do shit.
Yeah.
because there's asymptomatic people,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to do any. Like, I understand it's more of a formality at yeah. this point. Even the contact tracing forms, yeah. which I get. I mean, I like the concept, but that shit does not work. I think, in sure. my opinion, it's just like a
false sense of security.
Exactly, it's yeah. kind of like the bag check at the mall.
Yeah, they stick the stick in there, and then they leave.
They look in there. Yeah. Because what are you going to do? You find a gun in there, bro.
No.
What's that?
All right.
I don't think so, man. So
nice bag, yeah, man.
I know. So I was just thinking that's crazy, like the number of people in the mall. But it is a risk that I was at the mall myself. So mm-hmm. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying it's a risk I took by going out. So anytime you go out, mass gathering or not,
mm-hmm.
it's a risk. But the vaccine is in different parts of the world now.
I have a bone to pick
about the vaccine price.
No,
or what?
It's about the face shields. Because
question.
I came across this one conversation on Twitter. Apparently, we're the only country, or like one of the few countries that actually wear face shields outside. And I'm like, I get it, because I mean, like, it's extra protection. But most of the time, people just wear it on their foreheads anyway.
I remember hearing news about it last week saying that now face shields are mandatory, but I always thought they were.
Same.
I've been wearing my face shield since March.
I mean, because we're scared to, like...
When was it? April, when they implemented that? I've been wearing it since forever.
I know.
I thought that was the rule the whole time. Because everyone I see outside has it. Well, not everyone. Most people had it.
I mean, you're not encouraged to, or it's okay if you don't wear your face shields when you're in, like, in the streets, when you're not inside a building.
Public transport and malls now was the rule, and then they change it to everywhere now.
Even outside, like when you're walking in the streets?
Yeah, that's what the rule is now.
Damn.
But
because, I mean, like, I run outside. Mm. Am I supposed to wear a face shield?
Well, I don't know now. See? Who knows? I don't know. And a lot of people are, speaking of the face shield thing in general, a lot of people are kind of upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are, like you said, one of the only countries that does it. Does it really, you know, is it
does
necessary?
Does it really help?
I looked into it. It does help. It does help. I mean, the face shield does help. And I understand maybe the desperation of the government, for example, mm-hmm. to throw this another kind of Band-Aid fix.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, like myself included, are upset because I think they should have allocated more, like, resources and thought into acquiring, let's say, a vaccine. I don't know the happening, so I'm not going to speak like I'm an expert. But I feel like it's still poorly mismanaged to the point that they're throwing this as their Band-Aid solution.
Yeah, it's... Like, again, like a false sense of security that the government actually cares for us.
Kind of. But I mean, the face shield. I hate wearing it because it's fucking annoying.
Of course.
But if everyone wore it,
the chances are
still less.
My thing is, like, people wear it on their foreheads. Even me. I wear it on my forehead when I get annoyed, which is, like, what, 5 minutes in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's uncomfortable. It's super uncomfortable. But yeah, it sucks more for people who are out for longer periods, because the only time I'm out is when I walk to here, to the station for work, and the occasional time when I went to the mall, which my first time in Mega Mall is since March.
Yeah,
and I wore it the whole time there.
I think that was my second time last Thursday.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope the vaccine, and I've been reading stuff on the vaccine, not exactly going in depth about it, but the vaccine that the Philippines chose to acquire was the more expensive one, and something with ties to China. I don't really know what's happening. I just know that people are mad. Some people are mad at the choice of vaccine because it's less affordable for the average
Filipino.
If you know more about it, because I didn't want to really research. It hurts my head when I read
please,
shit like that.
Please.
Just give us a little bit of a layman's turn. Layman's,
no, we want a well-produced infographic.
I
love infographics.
Infographics are the best,
you know,
dude. Because they're pictures telling me what I want to know.
And it's like animated and shit. You know what? I'm very proud of people who can produce a good infographic, because I remember it was a class when I was in college.
infograph?
Know, yeah, because it's like it's in the realm of science communication, and most of the time, like that's what you use to communicate research to, like, you know, the normal people of the world with infographs. That's why, you know, it's, you know, you really, it needs to be well thought of.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a whole thing, man.
All right.
Yeah, it's important.
Infographs are dope, man.
I know.
Like, I really like, especially, I mean, real good information infographs. Because there are people who make infographs and they don't state, because they put at the bottom, usually my, I don't know, like asterisk, that was my malit na text saying, info like taken footnotes. From, info taken from this source. I like those ones, like the legit ones.
You know what I kind of, I'm not digging?
Which one?
Flowcharts. You know when you go to like government offices and then you need to like file a form?
Oh, and then you go this and then, to this?
Yeah, they have a flowchart most of the time. And I'm like, but wait a minute. I have more questions.
Where it tells you to go here. Yeah. I don't like flowcharts that go in different directions like a fucking snake.
Exactly.
What is that? Just put it in a straight line for me, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's also part of science communication.
I hate flowcharts.
Flowcharts.
Fuck the flowcharts, man.
No, we need better flowcharts.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I hate flowcharts.
Yeah, okay.
We hate flowcharts on this podcast.
Flowcharts.
Babies and flowcharts.
We don't hate babies, you guys.
Not all of them.
Not, no.
Just some.
We were babies once.
Just the wedding babies and the ones that increased the number from 10 to 11 during Christmas parties.
You were a baby once.
Once.
Do you remember once?
29 years ago. 29 years ago. Holy shit.
When do you not consider a baby?
A baby?
A baby.
When those fuckers can talk already.
Oh.
I don't know. When do you start talking?
I don't know.
Like talking. Not like dada.
Hating the dada word.
More like when they can say, I want cookies. That's talking.
Yeah, that's talking. That's like a full sentence, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe for me, because I still consider babies.
Is
babies,
it by like, size, too? I think it's by size.
Were you a big baby?
Yeah, but a baby is one that can't really fend for themselves.
Yeah.
If they were going to be chased by a...
I consider three a baby still.
I can't
four,
imagine...
Four, maybe not
I can't
anymore.
Imagine what a three-year-old looks like. What do those look like? No, what does a three-year-old look like?
Because,
a baby for me is like 1 year old, right?
Yeah.
And then at 6 years old, they're walking around.
Right.
And
like you don't remember that gap.
I don't know what happens in between. And then after six... It goes to 10, which are like the bigger fuckers, right?
Bigger
and then
babies,
and then it goes to teenagers, 13-year-olds. I know what they look like, and then 16, and then everything from 15 above, I kind of know.
Because like two,
what you look like.
It's like they're trying most of the time. Like they try to walk already.
Which is the age when they can hold their head up? That's past.
No, I think
one.
It's months. Yeah, just like past one.
That's just so crazy. You ever like touch a baby's head and it just falls?
That's why I have to be careful
so
around
scary,
babies.
Dude.
I know.
You're like, holy shit, your neck can break at any moment.
I know.
They can't support their own. Because the baby's heads are so big. They're too big for their...
It's not your fault, babies.
They're
okay.
too big for their bodies,
true.
Man. And like gravity is just too much for their little craniums, man.
That is so... You know what? I came across this one TikTok video where she just stated cute stuff that humans do.
Like what?
Like, we have a little house for letters that we go to in front of our house.
Uh-huh.
And then we open the house of letters, which is a mailbox. And then we get it. And then we go back to our own house. It's like cute.
Cute
stuff. It's like cute.
Yeah, yeah. That,
why do humans do it? Mm. So, like... I don't know. What are like normal stuff that we do? But if you really think about it, if you single it out, it's kind of cute. It's like, I don't know. We have little hairs on our eyes, eyelids.
That you pluck upwards to make it look nice.
You know, like, yeah.
But that's already, but that in itself
that's
is cute already,
yeah.
though. Because
exactly.
you're trying to make yourself cute. But the getting a letter from a mailbox is kind of... It is kind of cute.
It's cute, right? Like, we have small houses for our letters, and then we go to our big house for our... For the humans.
I get it.
Yeah, it's cute. Babies?
Oh, because of the Christmas. It was a Christmas... The
so,
gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Christmas gathering stuff.
Don't leave your babies
The
alone.
Baby. You know who I like on TikTok? The Thank you, Mama.
Oh, Gray.
How old is that kid?
I want to say
And is he a baby? No.
Right? He's like a toddler.
He's a toddler.
I want to say like a four or five.
3, 4, 5 years old.
No,
right?
4 to 7, 4 to 6 yeah. years
he's
old.
He's not seven. Definitely no, no, not, not seven. I know seven.
Yeah, seven. Sometimes they have
the difference
attitude.
Between 6 years old and seven is huge.
It's, yeah, it's huge. It's
I feel
huge.
Like it's huge.
And especially eight. When they're eight.
No, eight? Those fuckers have thoughts of their own already.
Mm-hmm. They're like, you smell bad.
Oh, yeah. 8 year old kids? Those are like my least favorite.
Yeah. Out well,
of all
you
the
pooped in your
nephews.
Pants.
8 year old ones? Anyway, Wapow?
Wapow!
Last one. Okay, let's talk about PBB. More specifically, a housemate. Named
Playboy?
Justin Dizon. Playmate of the Year. PBB I... housemate, Justin Dizon. So a contestant on PBB, which I think they got the contestants from Kumu, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh,
I,
really?
I know there was a Kumu audition. Damn. I don't know if they were all taken from Kumu. So Justin Dizon, who I think is from Pampanga. He's like, I forgot, but they have like a title, like...
Ikaw ano title mo? Ano? Pambahay King ng Ortigas.
Pambahay King ng Ortigas. So Dizon, who's 22 years old, this is from Inquirer, went viral lately because of a clip on Twitter showing him mocking another housemate named Gian Armero for like her smell. He was like. So, okay, here, let's just read the story, okay? The two were in the PBB house's kitchen when Dizon made the comment saying... Okay, so Gian was like, wala akong pakialam, sanay na ako sa ganyan. Talking about like her not showering.
Right.
And then he replied, really, sabagay, marumi ka nga pala. I say it now.
Marumi ka nga pala.
Marumi, ano?
Marumi.
Marumi. No, it's my R's are really difficult. Marumi ka nga
pala.
Nga pala. Or after all, you are dirty is the translation here. So yun nga, that was the issue. And then the GN actually mentioned in like,
was
you know,
was she offended?
I don't think so. Or at least she didn't show it. But then in a post-interview thing with Kuya, you know how they do that confession shit? Yeah. She said that she's... not used to showering all the time because she's from Sarangani and they have a water shortage, and then she even mentioned the price of the water, I think, or maybe it wasn't her that mentioned, but the article mentions that her family paid like 12 pesos for clean water,
and
so
I think
they use it more for cooking and eating. And
I think it also didn't sit well because of how he was even before that, like how he interacts with people, and like the ideals niya and thoughts are like more, I don't know, in the like elitist.
Yeah.
Elitist? How do you say that?
Elitist. They say elitist here, elitist, but I think it's elitist.
Yeah, like elitist.
In American English.
It's
American elitist.
That's his perspective. I mean, like the elitist person. That's just, like, for me, like a character that he, you know, he kind of portrays, I guess, in the PBB house.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, I get the uproar. I get it.
People were also making a call for, like, why are you getting PBB contestants that are bad influences for people, who, you know, the young kids who watch?
Do you think it's because they need a villain to play?
I definitely do. 100%. They need drama. What are you going to watch? A housemate of people getting along? That's boring as fuck, dude.
Your hair. Oh, I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Let's all work together on this challenge so that we can all win.
Who are you voting on? Oh, you know, I feel really bad.
I know.
I can't choose.
Kuya.
I'm just going to pick one with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Gonna...
Kuya, no points for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they have to have a... I'm guessing maybe that's why they got it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I do have to make a point, though, about PBB. Because I worked... I was on Mix before. And I worked with Robbie Domingo, who was from PBB. And he was telling me a story about PBB in general. The way that they edit it is really to manufacture drama. Not necessarily between the housemates, but just for television. I remember he was telling me a story. This is don't quote me on this because this was a while ago, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But something along the lines of he was just sitting, and then he made a comment which was not malicious. But then when they aired it, they added like a dun-dun-dun sound, which made it sound like it was more dramatic than it
like
really was.
Insinuate exactly. that something bad. He was thinking about something bad. Yeah,
I get it. Was just an innocent thing.
I mean, like, it's nothing new. The reality show world, they really do that. But the thing is, actually, when we talk during like the Morning Rush, because we're big RuPaul's Drag Race fans, yeah. right? And they do talk about the reality show world. And like the behind the scenes, most of the time,
or what?
With like interviews and stuff like that. So, diba parang most of the time, it's all actually all like everything that you say in the show, you said it. They don't force you to say it, but they can take one scene or one thing or one look that you did
and out of context
and put it out of context, or even put it in another scene that is not connected with your reaction.
So that's why I'm saying, I'm not defending Justin Dizon. I'm just saying,
because he still said it.
I'm just saying, you don't know the whole story in there. 100% there's some other shit going around there.
The thing is, just I think,
unless, I mean, how out of touch of reality do you have to be to say something so, like, they could have been joking around. You know, how many times have you told me mabaho ako?
Right?
It's a joke between friends. I don't know what their relationship is. But if you said it to me in the PBB house, you could be bashed on Twitter right now, dude.
But, yeah, so
he had another clip also that went viral about him talking about,
like, the yung mga luho niya, like,
his dad was. But when I watched that clip, I didn't think anything was super wrong with it. But maybe
it was
that's
just
because
it didn't sit well with people.
I understand why it wouldn't, but maybe because I'm coming from a place of privilege. But the way he said it didn't seem like he was shitting on the underprivileged. Mm-hmm. He was just saying his background. I think the way he phrased, like, mahirap. I don't know if he said mahirap kayo. I understand maybe he was assumed. But maybe, what if it's, maybe the conversation went that he was talking, I didn't watch the show, so I don't know. What if he was talking to someone, one of the housemates, who really did come from a poor upbringing, and maybe they shared their story that, mahirap ako. So he's just replying to them. Who knows? We never know.
True. I think we have to remember that this is still entertainment. You know, it's not supposed to be used in school or in class, you know, to
I didn't even know PBB was going until I saw it on Twitter.
So it's all entertainment. So, for me, I don't know. Also up to us.
Where is it airing?
I think it's online. Yeah, that's why
who
there are a lot of...
watches that shit?
I don't know. I don't.
I have not watched PBB in years. Mm-hmm. More than a decade, probably, since I watched PBB. Is it the same thing?
Is it still
the same house by Nicole
and Satabin
and ABS?
I don't know. But yeah, for me, parang, you kind of just have to be responsible yourself. You know, don't believe the shit that happens there. Mm. Obviously, it's a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't connect with them, then fine, go ahead. But not, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. So hopefully, if it is, like, if everything is the way it was portrayed, hopefully it changes his ways.
Because I get it. I get how it can be dangerous. Because, like, we understand, or, like, I guess you have that kind of information from Robbie. Mm. Now, you know, there are a lot of things manufactured. But for, like, let's say for a person just watching it, they could take that phrase and talk to another person that way because they saw it on TV. Yeah, I get it. It's TV.
It's not. That's why people are upset at the PBB showrunners
for
making something or choosing a housemate that would say something like that,
or even editing
the whole
it
story.
That way.
Yeah,
right.
Unless it wasn't edited and that was the whole picture, then, you know, the guy's an asshole.
I know. We do not stand assholes here.
Yeah. So hopefully he changes his ways. Mm-hmm. Justin, he's from Pampanga pa naman eh. He's not even guapo, bro. Di ba guapo yung mga Kapampangan?
Yeah.
It's just so fucked up. See, you're gonna take that out of context? Di naman siya guapo, bro.
Dun-dun-dun.
Kuya, sabi ni JC, hindi ako guapo.
2 points po.
2 points na lang. Is that points? Is PBB based? I don't remember.
Parang, I think even parang
who gets? How do you get evicted? Vote, text vote?
Text, diba, text vote or button. Something. I don't know.
I have no idea have how no it idea. Works now. If anyone watches PBB, please let us know.
Yeah.
Like anything about it. We don't know shit about it. I just heard about it because of this issue. Is that it? Anything else?
That's it, man.
Well, pal, that's it. Mix 100, dude. Thank you to everyone who got us to Mix 100. It means a lot.
I have another song for you.
You do? It's your birthday, so I don't... Oh, yeah, I like that. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to. Ito.
Bartender? Bakit yan what's your birthday song?
Parang...
What's your favorite birthday, like, birthday themed pop song? Or, like, not.
Oh, the one from Katy Perry.
I love that song.
Yeah.
That song is so good.
I know. Wait, lang. Let me.
Katy Perry's birthday is probably, you know, that's probably my favorite Katy Perry song.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's such a good song. It's so energetic. Even though it's about, sex. I think it's about sex.
Yeah. I love this song.
This song is so good. Yay. I love this song.
Okay.
Copyright
issues.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who made it to Mix 100. With us, whether you're from Mix 1,
look at you guys.
OG solid Lecce fan, so frozen solid Lecce fan, or whether you're a new Lecce fan and you're just starting now,
we are welcoming you with open arms.
We love you.
We love you.
Once again, a reminder, we are going to do the Christmas/New Year special. It's going to come out on Monday. We don't know when we're going to record, but as early as possible so that you can get into the mix.
Please send us an email, whatever it is.
Rico
even
wants
if it's
you
a,
to make us cry.
Even if it's a short email, a long email, it doesn't matter. We will read it aloud to you guys. Back to you.
If dinatamad kayo mag-email, because you know that's an old person thing to do. You know, if you're 50 and
Daddy
not young,
wants an email.
Yeah, you can message us on Instagram or send us a DM on Twitter. I don't know if we can. Can you DM us on Twitter without us following you? I don't know how that
I
works.
I don't know.
Anyway, any way you can send us a message.
Go ahead. Do it.
Go ahead. Okay. Let's shout out some social media people before
on Twitter. Nate Tan says, "Happy birthday. It's me, JC."
Hey, Tenchu.
Tyler Oberder says, "Listening to Lecheka episode after mix number 99. What is this? Habi, mamamatay ako sa kakatawa kay Rika. 2153 is gold."
Titinyo. You're talking about Titinyo.
Uh-oh. Suggestion, check my titi. Hindi, maganda na yung titi niyo.
Yeah, true.
So, to everyone who has friends who doesn't speak Tagalog and they're listening, try to explain it to them why it's funny.
What's a titi?
Well,
it's a trending topic.
I am Peter. Hello there. Followed us, tweeted us. Self not found. Sent us a gif of Joey turning 30.
Ayo.
Let the others grow.
I relate to that.
Aldern Aldrino, mix number 99. I'm 29, and when It's Me, JC talked about the realizations of turning 30, I can relate on so many levels.
Yeah.
Jeff Lax, just listen to your latest Lecheka Eps. I guess JC now has now food intolerance on beer. Or malt.
I was thinking,
it can happen.
I think so too.
Food intolerance is similar to allergies. Our bodies produce antigen whenever we consume these foods and consider it as enemies. Coffee over you and Jen, Twitney Jen, says hello.
Someone said,
Patrick Flores.
There was
also a
quote, someone said that, do you have? There was a quote we had where I said, "Do you have a plan?" And you said, "You do." And I said, "I don't." Someone quoted and felt me on something. I forgot who it was. Sorry.
It's self not found.
Self not found. Thank you for understanding.
JC, do you have a plan? Rika, I do. JC, I don't.
I don't.
Oh gosh.
Hence my anxiety attack on my balcony yesterday.
Don't worry. I will. What's your favorite? I know.
Are we drinking beer, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will show up in your doorstep with a bottle of water.
any more on tweeters?
Kevin Lovin And Itsuki followed us.
Thank
Shout
you.
Out to you guys. Shout out. Thank you.
On Instagram, saying hello to Ray Mark, who says it's his birthday on the 23rd.
Wow.
Advance happy birthday. Pagreet naman on your next mix. Shout out. People who followed us, though. Let's see. To Tisai, to Dencourt. I don't know if we did this already. Buddy Pat. Did we do this already? iChan the Explorer. Pia Marita. I feel like we've done these ones. Who? Andy Matic. Rajin. Sugar Isnell. Monte Gubala. Sounds familiar. The podcaster Jazzy Instinct, Eli underscore Zer, Kevin Lovin on Twitter, also follow us on Instagram. Shout out. And to everyone who replied to the Titi Nyo, we appreciate it. We're gonna post also again on Instagram soon, the next few days, probably every day for a while, just so that we can get more responses for our New Year / Christmas. So please follow us on there. It's the Hala Hala Show everywhere
except
Instagram,
on Instagram,
where it's just Hala Hala Show. And you can email us the Leche fan mail at
thehalahalashow@gmail.com. We're at 1,623 followers.
Right? We are. That's pretty good, huh?
Kill.
Yeah, man. Mix 100. It's a big thing. Milestone.
Thanks for following us and for supporting the podcast. And, you know, just even if you don't tell us, tell your friends about it.
Yeah, tell your friends. Yeah. It really means a lot. And, you know, I said I don't have a plan. Well, this is it.
This is the plan.
So if you want me to find some sort of direction, I need your help.
I am.
Help us make this our living.
JC, look me in the eye.
What?
You're stuck with me.
Stuck with you. Pataas ng pataas.
I'm looking for the...
What are you looking for?
Okay. For the message of my friend about... Anyway.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a screenshot.
I know. Anyway.
Sobrang saya daw or whatever.
Eta.
Yun. Who's your friend? You want to shout out their name?
Yeah. Andrea. Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Yeah, abangers ako sa next mix. Oh, yeah. She didn't even tag me. She was just like on Spotify looking for, like, expecting a new mix in case there's like a surprise drop.
Hey.
Well, we don't. Today's the day. So thank you guys for always listening, and we do appreciate you. I can't express myself what I'm feeling right now, like the gratitude.
100 and for people who listen from one.
Wow.
Even if you didn't listen from one, but I'm just saying the people who were there from one.
Yeah.
Whether you started at one and kept going, or you discovered it and then went back to one and are now caught up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's a lot of hours.
You know what I like about the podcast? Because most of the time we don't really talk during the week, right? We don't update about our life.
Not really.
But whenever we, you know, we turn on the mics and we talk about our lives, it's like...
Rika and I don't text.
We don't.
We never message each other.
No.
Rarely. Sometimes she'll send me a meme or something.
Or like a GIF.
Or Namjoon, right? Ang guwapo ni Namjoon dito, putang ina. Hindi ako maka-get over.
Hirap na ako, Namjoon.
Hindi ako makatulog, Namjoon. Patulugin mo na ako, Namjoon!
Yeah, but...
other than that, we don't text, man.
Yeah, but, you know, this podcast is our way of...
Catching up,
connecting. And then with you guys, too.
Yeah, true.
So thanks, guys.
That's why we love your Leche fan mail. We love your comments. We love it when you just message us in general. 100, dude.
Yuck, man.
That's bananas. 100, man.
I know. It's a milestone.
Not many podcasts get to... Well, we're more than 100 in terms of quantity of episodes or mixes. But, like, official episodes, not many get to 100 and keep going.
So thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So, big hug.
Tell it to your friends. By the time you hear a next official mix, is going to go, mix, season 2 mix number
1.
Boom.
And it's going to be 2021. Wow.
Crazy.
Like that. Nobody challenge that year. Ever say, come at me, 20. No.
Well, Master Han said it was going to be a good year.
Okay.
Last extra song. of 2024
for the official regular mix. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, we're gonna have a Christmas extra next time. So this is the last official.
Extra. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.